This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. State Attorney Jason Slothauber laid out final arguments to a jury today in the trial of an officer involved in the death of Elijah McClain. He said Aurora Police Officer Nathan Woodyard's interaction with the 23-year-old was dangerous and unnecessary.
Elijah McClain told him, in heartbreaking gasps sometimes, clearly and directly, what he was doing.
Defense attorneys argued that ketamine given by paramedics was the cause of death, not Woodyard. The Grand Junction pediatrician who was stuck in Gaza for nearly a month is scheduled to return home to Colorado tonight. CPR's Weston Slope reporter Stina Sieg has more.
In her most recent message to CPR, Dr. Barbara Zend was at the Seattle airport, getting ready to board a flight to Denver. She arrived in Gaza on a humanitarian mission in early October, just before the surprise attack on Israel by Hamas. She first sheltered for days in her hotel room and later in a series of facilities run by the United Nations. Tonight, a small group of loved ones will meet her, including her husband, son, and brother. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A 17-year-old accused of shooting five people at a Denver bar after being denied entry will now be tried as an adult. The Denver District Attorney's Office originally planned to try Keona Rosenberg as a juvenile on multiple counts, including seven counts of attempted murder. The DA's office announced the change 2 days after Rosenberg had her first court appearance. This is CPR News.